Well, good morning, church. It is great to be with you today. I hope you are faring well as the province begins to open up the economy. When all is said and done at the end of this pandemic, I hope that you come out of this stronger in your faith, closer to loved ones, and have a new appreciation for life. I hope that you gain a fresh perspective and new priorities in life and begin to refocus your attention on the things that matter the most. Life is short and we are only here for a very short period of time, so what we focus on while we are here on this earth is very important. That brings us into our final chapter in Ecclesiastes, and that's chapter 12. Let's read this together. Chapter 12, verse 1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of the trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong man stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desires no longer is stirred. Then people go to their external home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well. And the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, says the teacher, everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. I think it's been God's timing that we have been studying this book at this particular time that we're in right now. Chapter 12 deals with aging and death and gives one primary instruction: remember your Creator. This word remember does not just mean to mentally remember that God exists, but to give your life as if that is true. The word remember is consistently important in Scripture because it's not meaning to recall something and think, oh, that was nice. It actually means to profess something that is true. It isn't used lightly and points believers toward a lifestyle and an attitude. It's not just an idea that we keep in the back of our mind. And so the author is speaking from the perspective of old age, and he is looking toward death. He is encouraging the reader to keep God in the focus of life from the very beginning. Have you ever felt restless? Physically, you just can't stay still. You feel like your nerves are firing on all cylinders and just have to move or do something. Well, spiritually and emotionally, it's the same thing. It's the feeling of being unsettled, unable to commit to one idea or decision. You see, kids are usually a great picture of this, bouncing from one end of the house to another for no real reason. They don't know where they're going or what they're looking for, but they just seem to have to keep moving. You see, we're very similar. Our hearts are still looking for the right place to land and the right place to find this rest that we're longing for. The entire book of Ecclesiastes is dealing with this condition. unrest. And we try to fill that unrest with material things, unhealthy relationships, addiction, power. The list goes on, and you know what they are. Have you ever been cooking something in your kitchen and you burnt it in the oven and the whole kitchen is filled with smoke? What is your reaction? Well, most people take a towel and they wave it around and they go over to the smoke detector and try to clear that from making the noise, but they're trying to move the smoke and they can't really do it. The smoke really goes wherever it wants to go. You have to open the windows and you have to clear the house of all that smoke and let the wind come in. Well, chasing after the things of this world is like trying to grab onto that smoke. It's not possible. You have to allow something else to come in and deal with it. Let me throw you a neat little biblical connection here. In Acts chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting." You see, I love the fact that the Bible describes the Holy Spirit like a rushing wind, because if you want to clear that smoke out of your house, who else better to do it? Allow the Holy Spirit to fill that whole house and remove all those distractions. You see, this book is telling us that all those things we're chasing after to fill that unrest are meaningless. And finally, in the last chapter, the answer to all of this unrest is this: remember God in every circumstance. You see, the book unsettles many of us. We read this author complaining that life is meaningless, and we are not really sure if we are allowed to agree with that, no matter how we feel. But like a cattle prod pushing cattle forward and into the place where they are supposed to be, these words are intended to shock us into the place of contentment with God where we are supposed to be. Even though we may not like this, it's true. In the end, everything will be out in the open. The writer is saying that we cannot hide from what we have given value to and what we have placed most important in our lives. Today, you can see what people value the most by what they post online or what they spend most of their time on. And many of those things can be good. But what do we value the most? What is the most important things in our lives? For some of us, verse 14, where it says God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil, terrifies us. But in the end, everything will be out in the open. And the hope is that when that time comes, we have been faithful to the call. Now, because of the work on the cross, verse 14 is very good news. Everything will come to light, but we have nothing to fear because our hope and faith are in Jesus. Death, meaninglessness, and the coming judgment of sin, these are the themes of the book of Ecclesiastes and what it tackles. The teacher is calling out for justice and longing for something better than just what is going to happen under the sun. We can find unexpected hope in our longing because we know that our longing points us back to the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And we can find our ultimate hope in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. So my question for you today is, what do you value the most and what are you putting the most of your time too. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for this day. And I just pray that we will learn to focus on what is most important, and that is you. And you will guide us and you will direct us. Help us that no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, you love us, you care for us. Let us understand and recognize that we are children of the utmost high God and you care about us. Let us be willing to hear what you have to say and what you want us to do. Guide us and direct us as we look for these answers in our lives. So thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in our lives, what you have done, and what you are about to do. Let us be ready in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you and thank you for joining me this morning. I hope you have a great week. Look for some emails coming out as well as a video instruction of what we will be doing to move forward in the future as we continue to navigate this whole pandemic situation. God bless you. Have yourself a great week.